Welcome to Morning Prayer, produced 5 days a week by the Diocese of Worcester in collaboration with WTAG. I'm David Evans, your host this week from Second Church of Christ, Scientist, Worcester. Evil certainly seems to be very active in today's world and our own lives, and we often think there's not much we can do about it. But yesterday we saw how Saul, who became better known as Paul, was kept from carrying out what the Bible describes as threatenings and slaughter by a divine message he got. Let's look at the rest of the story today. Ananias was one of Christ Jesus' followers Saul was going to persecute. But, like Saul, he got a divine message that he should go to Saul and cure his blindness, symbolic of spiritual blindness. You won't be surprised to hear Ananias wasn't sure this was a good idea. He knew all the evil Saul had inflicted on people like him. But the divine voice in his consciousness tells him that Saul is a chosen vessel, that there's great good for him to do. Like Saul, Ananias changes his thinking. Instead of seeing an enemy, he sees a chosen vessel, someone with a great mission to do great good. He heals Saul's blindness, Saul learns more and more about Jesus' teachings, and then Saul spreads them widely, humbly taking the name of Paul to signify his transformation. He never did the bad things he had planned. Can we do what Paul and Ananias did? Instead of seeing others as evil enemies, can we see them instead as chosen vessels, each fully capable of expressing God's goodness? It can keep evil from entering our lives. May we at least do it to the best of our ability and see evil diminish more and more. Amen.